Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. We're continuing in the laws of the Chafetz Chaim. Baruch Hashem, I got some great feedback on yesterday's class. So we're going to go on to that topic. But today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Chalim. ובכללם חמדה ברכה וחדו שלנו מלך למקב ונפקה שר רבון מניה שלום ומסלד דבר מרחל יפה בת דבר ונפקה ודחה ונפקה ודחה שלום ומסלד פעם ונאה ושם לחנה יפה בן מרים יהודה בן יפה חיה שרה ושמחה ורחל וחנה שמחה במעקם מהיר מרחל ומסלד מרים חנה ליאנה בן נומר חל סבת המאה שר וחנה כבר גיל דבר ברכה דן מסל זה מרדי יעקב בן במכה ויושב המנה זה הרב בן יפה יוסף בן דברה שלום ומשה בן פנינה יושב בן יפה דניה בן תינה שמחה בן אפרים בן דיה חיילי בת דיה מרגלית בת דיה להבדיל לנשמת David ben Eliyahu ben Amin ben Yitzchak liyad ben Ephraim Shimon ben Yishael Rinan Malka bat Dan Boaz ben Abraham Yaakov ben Eliezer. Okay, yesterday, just to recap, yesterday we talked about if somebody has a purchase, somebody makes a deal, someone bought a real estate, and it's a done deal and there's no going back, and you want to go and tell the person that they got ripped off, you're not allowed to do that because it's already after the fact. There's nothing they can do, and all that's going to cause is going to cause anger, strife. And not only that, but even if they come and ask you, you're supposed to lie and tell them that no, it was okay, it wasn't a bad deal. Why? In order so that you don't speak rechilut without, or lashon hara, without any constructive purpose. Now, today, we're going to talk about something that I think, and a lot of people spoke to me about this in person yesterday after the class, was friendly incitement. If, let's say, you have a friend who is not intending to speak bad about the person, someone took advantage of you in the deal, right? He wants to tell you that you got ripped off so that, number one, you don't go into a deal with the guy again. Or number two, he's just your friend. He's your friend. He wants you to know what happened. He's not thinking, I'm thinking bad about this person. I'm thinking you're a good friend of mine. I want you to know that this is a bad deal you went into. Is that okay or is that not okay? That's the question. So to give more of an example, the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine, for example, somebody goes and buys a pair of shoes. He goes online, or he goes to the store, he buys a pair of shoes, and he tells the store owner, I'll come back and I'll pay you later. Okay, the store owner says, no problem, he buys the shoes, but the guy tells him, no returns, once you buy, no returns. He buys it, he goes home, all of a sudden, his friend comes to him, he says, where'd you get these? Oh, I bought them in the store, how much? $120, $120? So you know the outlet, if you go to the outlet, they're $35. The outlet's selling them for $35. You got ripped off. So now what does the guy do? He thinks, okay, you know what? I didn't pay the guy yet. I'm going to pay the guy $35 and I'm going to keep the rest of the money. He's going to say, where's the rest of my money? I'm going to say, listen, I'm matching the price. I could have got this at the outlet. You screwed me. So that's it. The problem is you're not allowed to do that. If a guy wants to mark up his prices a little bit, not crazy amount, not more than what we discussed, he's allowed to do that. And you cannot come and make your own law and say, you know what, I'm not going to pay him the rest because I could have got it elsewhere. Once the guy made a sale, he sold it to you, you got the shoes, you have to pay him the amount that you're chayav to him, you're liable, you owe him. Now, what did your friend do? Your friend thought he's coming to do you a good and telling you that you could have got this cheaper on the outlet. But at the end of the day, even though your friend has good intention in this regard, it's still not okay. Because at the end of the day, what he's causing you to do things that are neged din, that are against the law, against Jewish law. And this is not what the Chachamim wanted from us, it's not what the Chafetz Chaim wanted. He says even more so, he says a lot of times, people rationalize and try to make their own opinions to do things of the like, which leads a person to take law into his own hands and results in rechilut. Right? What happens in this situation? The guy goes to the store owner, he gives him the $35. The store owner says, where's the rest of my money? He says, my friend told me you cheated me. What did he just violate? He violated the Isur Daoraita, the violation in Torah law, of rechilut, lo telech rechil ba'amecha, not to go and be a gossip monger. He went and said, this other person told me you cheated me. He's speaking bad about it. Right, what do you see from that? All of this is now becomes a chain now. Oh, he said you cheated me. And that's going to all become anger and strife. It's going to cause lashon hara going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This is what comes from a person, even though there's good intention, genuinely, a person has good intention in his heart to try to help someone. Once it's over, once it passed the stage of being able to go backwards, you should not go back. And to the extent that a person has to really bring himself not to rationalize in this type of situation. Because many times I think in logic, a person would rationalize. A person would tell himself, it makes sense if he's my best friend, he's my brother, he's my sibling, he's my this, he's my that. Person would rationalize and tell themselves, let me tell the person. Right? There are a few examples where the Chafetz Chaim would also agree that you should tell the person. For example, if let's say you saw this person bought these shoes, okay? Now, he tells you, I bought them for so much. So you say, you know what? I know I can tell him that he can buy them on the outlet for cheaper, but he's not able to return these. So there's no reason for me to tell him that. So let me know, you know what? Let me wait a couple of days. I'll go to him and tell him, I say, you know what? I have access to lots of different styles that they sell in stores for much cheaper prices. If you're ever interested, contact me. Or if you're ever in the store looking, contact me. I'll get it for you. Next time the guy goes in the store, he's going to double think. He's not going to buy something right away without checking the prices or looking it up or texting you. He's going to think twice again. That's your due diligence you're putting in there to save the guy. Or let's say, same thing in business. You know, someone contacted me about the real estate, the real estate conversation. Person goes into a real estate deal, and he gets ripped off. He gets taken apart. So he goes to his friend, and he asks his friend, did I get ripped off, did I not? So his friend, if he tells him he gets ripped off, what is that going to help him? He's already ripped off. It's over. So you tell him, no, it was an okay deal, it wasn't a bad deal. But in the future, if you want, come to me beforehand. If a guy genuinely from his heart wants to help, come to me before next time you want to do a deal, and I can evaluate the deals for you beforehand. There's nothing wrong with this deal. I'm just saying, in general, I can always help you out beforehand if a guy genuinely wants to do that, or if that's a guy's position at work. Generally, I don't generally see a reason why a person should evaluate a value of a building after the deal is already done for a person's personal benefit of him knowing if he got ripped off or not. That doesn't help him. Him knowing if he gets ripped off or not, all that does to him is either brings his self-confidence down or brings it up. It doesn't help him in the sense of being able to put into the deal. And so for that reason, even if it's a person's friend, person's family member, there's reason to say yes, reason to say no, person should lean towards the side. You know, like we always say, when you have a doubt, if a person, you fulfill the mitzvah, the oraita, if let's say you have a doubt if you put on tefillin, you don't remember, did I put on tefillin or not? So what's the halakha? You go back and put on tefillin. When you have a doubt with a Torah law, you go back and put on tefillin. If you have a doubt, if this speaking of Lashon Hara, is it okay, is it not? Should I say something, should I not? We should use the same law, same rule, and say, I have a doubt, and this is a Torah prohibition, so I should not speak at all. It's not that I should speak, it's that I should not speak whatsoever. And so therefore a person should train his mind into thinking in that way. If you ever have a doubt, if something is okay to say or not, don't just say it. Think twice before you say it, because you don't know what can come about from that speech. And he says this happens many times amongst friends and amongst people who are close to people, people who are family members. People think if I tell them it's not a big deal. Someone went and shopped, they bought something for their spouse and they got ripped off. Ah, you know, I could have got this cheaper for you. What does that do for them? You may want to tell them because you really think that I'm helping them. But really at the end of the day, a true friend, what a true friend would do is make the person feel good about what they bought regardless of what the price was. Person brought himself to buy something regardless of what it was and they cannot return it. There's no reason to make him feel bad about the price that he paid. Or a real estate deal or a business deal or any type of thing that he paid for. Make him feel good about what he bought. Or someone, they come to you, and I'll finish with this. They come to you and they say, I'm going to a concert. Okay, very nice. Where'd you buy tickets? I bought tickets from our tickets guy. You know? So how much did you buy it for? This is Brian sold it to me for $100. Sold you for $100? He said, I could have sold it to you for $80. You know, that's what he says. You cannot do that. You can't do that. You think this is business and you're allowed to do whatever you want to do. You can't do that. So he sold it then. What are you? He's going to go back and tell him, no, you sold me for $100. I don't want this anymore. I'm giving it back to you. Person sold it. He sold it. It's over. And so therefore, person, don't use rationalizations. Don't always... Most times you can use logic, but don't always think that logic will dictate what the right thing to do is in this regard. Because a lot of times when it comes to these minute differences, the Chafetz Chaim teaches us that a person has to be careful even with logic, and even when it comes to family. And just to finish off, he says the Chafetz Chaim explains that in length, that people fail to foresee the consequences of what seems to be like a simple observation you're making for your friend. You fail to see what will come about in the future because you just say a few things. You don't know what will come about by you saying this person got ripped off, he got cheated, he got this, he got that. So therefore, be extremely careful what you respond and what you say to somebody because you don't know what the outcome will result in. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.